One little dog going in. Three big dogs going out.
That's 7-year-old Jason. He's sitting on the lap of his mom, Elba, reading from one of his favorite books.
A red dog on a blue tree. A blue dog.
Elba and her family, who prefer not to use their last names, live in Vallejo, California. It's a mixed-race community and has a median family income of about $50,000.
Siempre fue mi ilusión tener mi casa.
I've always dreamt of having my own house with a big backyard, somewhere where my kids can play, somewhere that was more comfortable to live.
She and her husband bought the house in 1994. It's a charming, mid-sized four-bedroom home. There's a large swing set in the front yard, and their two chihuahuas run around the backyard. It's easy to see that this isn't just a house. It's a home.
Before, I didn't think that we would be able to own a house, but our dreams came true.
But that dream came dangerously close to being shattered after Elba and her husband decided to refinance their house. The couple had reasonably good credit and decent-paying jobs, so they sought out a loan. Elba says they were excited when they were approved. But over time, that excitement turned to fear.
We were under the impression that the loan would never increase as long as we made the minimum payments. But what ended up happening was that even though we still made the payments, the overall loan itself ended up increasing.
That's because Elba and her husband wound up in an adjustable rate mortgage called an option arm loan. This type of loan allows for negative amortization. In other words, while Elba was making the minimum payments every month, the loan amount was increasing.
Every month you have the choice to either pay what they call the minimum payment, an interest-only payment, a 30-year fixed payment, or a 15-year payment.
Josie Ramirez works for San Francisco-based Mission Economic Development Agency, or MEDA. She says these types of loans have bad outcomes.
Basically, it's sold under the pretense that it's affordable. So if you pay the minimum payment, which most people do, they're not really even paying the amount of interest that's owed for that month. And now you owe more. At the end of every month, your loan balance is increasing.
I met Josie outside of MEDA's office in San Francisco's Mission District, a vibrant, predominantly working-class Latino neighborhood. MEDA works mostly with low-income Latinos, offering financial education, economic counseling, and overall fiscal empowerment. Josie is the program manager for MEDA's homeownership department. She says these loans disproportionately affect people of color.
These loans were sold to very vulnerable, non-educated people who, like everyone else, has the same dream of homeownership. Legally, the paperwork is there, and the banks are very careful to protect themselves and have them sign. But most of the time, you'll find that the Latino families who are in these type of loans, all the documentation is in English. The transaction was made in Spanish, and so they don't understand. It was never explained to them what the negative amortization is, how it works.
Josie says Elba was put into a loan she essentially didn't understand and couldn't afford. The loan program was a stated loan. This means the lender did not require income documentation from the borrower, in this case, Elba. So basically, Elba qualified for a loan she shouldn't have received in the first place. Making matters worse, Elba and her husband's income decreased due to cutbacks in their jobs. Eventually, they began missing payments, and foreclosure loomed.
My name is Luis Granados. I'm the executive director of the Mission Economic Development Agency. Predatory lending is, in the most basic terms, is targeted lending for people who are not ready or cannot afford certain kinds of loans.
Luis says typically predatory lenders target seniors, people of color, and people with low incomes. In fact, a recent MEDA report found that loans like the one Elba got were disproportionately targeted to specific San Francisco neighborhoods. These neighborhoods had two things in common: lower home prices and a higher concentration of Latinos, Asians, and African Americans. And the story doesn't end with predatory lending practices. foreclosure rescue scammers are now flooding the market, according to Luis.
So now there's not predatory lenders, but there's predatory modification attorneys, people who are on TV telling people, you know, if you pay me $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, I'll be able to fix your bad loan. And the thing is that those people don't know any more than we do. They don't have different contacts than we do. And the services that they provide are less, we think, than we provide. And our services are for free.
Elba and her husband were one of the families that needed help after being given a bad loan. They reached out to Meva after hearing about the organization through a coworker.
Elba was probably a month, maybe two at the most, from losing her home. And when she came to Meva, we were able to help her with a modification that provided her affordable mortgage payment, and now she'll be able to keep her home.
Me sentí bien feliz y estaba dando gracias.
I was so happy and relieved. My kids and my husband were relieved. It was like another dream come true for us that we could stay in our home and we wouldn't have to worry about trying to find somewhere else to live.
Meva works hard for their hundreds of clients. There's only a handful of counselors stepping in where few organizations can. Not only do they provide one-on-one financial counseling and negotiate with lenders and banks to change the financial futures of their clients, they do it in Spanish and English. That's an indispensable asset. Eliminating the language barrier can be the difference between a secure future and one that can come crashing down at any moment. And while Meva continues its work, right now, the unfortunate fact is that Elba's success story is not common.
I wish I could say we are more successful than not, but until the servicers are more aggressively implementing the loan modification programs in a more expedient way, we're going to lose people to foreclosure.
But the real success story is what Meta is doing in their preventative work, helping Latinos gain financial independence and understanding.
So we have several programs at Meta. The first one, and the one that we're best known for, is our business development program. This is about how to start a business or how to strengthen a business. Especially if you're a Spanish-speaking business person, they know to come to us.
They also have a first-time homeownership program where they teach people about credit and savings. There's an anti-predatory lending program as well. Meta is all about educating people who might not have access to information in their language or at their level of education. And the meaning of Meta goes beyond individuals like Elba. As Luis sees it, foreclosures and the economic drain they represent are ultimately about the success or failure of whole communities.
I mean, if you're thinking about building community, how do you build community when 6 out of 10 people are living in a particular neighborhood? You know, how do you build community when kids are having to be taken out of the school district and being put into another school district?
Much of the pain felt right now was caused by some unscrupulous lenders and tone-deaf financial institutions taking advantage of everyday people with simple dreams of owning a place of their own. But some of the wounds are self-inflicted. Meta emphasizes personal responsibility is part of the package too.
I think that one of the things that we say to people that say, well, your client should have known better. I think everyone who's involved in this sector has some blame to share. But when you looked about how the mortgages were securitized and how they were bundled and how Wall Street made money off of that, and our clients had nothing to do with that. They didn't know. They still don't know that is what's going on.
I think we're all at one point or another guilty of doing things that we've known maybe better not to. But it's, everybody bears a little bit of responsibility in this, you know, mess that we've found ourselves in.
Meta's working on the front lines to help communities survive and grow. One person, one business at a time.
Even if it's one or two or a few or a handful of lives that we're affecting, it's very rewarding. And we're going to keep doing it until we can make it more than not.